solstice. Gather round the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
See which witches are the most in sync with each other in this mind-reading game show episode. Listen with your best witch and see how in tune you are. And now, Lisa, Daryl, and Shelley.
Hey fans, it is Witchy Wednesday, and that is the day you can let your hair down, take your witch hat off, get out of the cauldron, find another witch pun, just listen to our show. It's time for fun. It's time for silliness. It's time to take off your shoes, walk through a meadow.
Do witches actually sit in the cauldron?
When they're taking a bath?
I just wanted to make sure that I do it right.
When they're hot tubbing.
When they're making soup.
Oh, yeah. Out of each other?
I don't understand our thing. But anyway, this is a podcast. Of course, you know that. And can I introduce you to my cohorts? The bad witch, Lisa Brown.
Hi.
And the man witch, Daryl Brown.
I'm here. How you doing?
And I am your good witch.
Yes. Oh, we can
Shelley Majors.
Shelley Majors. Yep. Hadley Hope. Uh-huh. Hey, everybody. I am excited to tell you some stuff. We are so broke that we're
How
doing
broke
a thing.
Are we?
We're selling bodily fluids.
Oh,
we're slinging.
Actually, let's...
You want to go somewhere else first?
No, I just want to say that Shelley... She may be broke. That's on her. Whatever. She doesn't have a job right now, but life is fine. But she did this without knowing that she was going to make money at it. So please.
She thought she was just being the kindness of her heart. And then I said, wait, we're going to get some.
Yes, I have a loved one with leukemia. My brother Mike has given plasma many, many times. And I've always been interested in doing it. I think, our friend Colleen got us into giving blood. I do that every 8 weeks when things work out, you know, if my iron's fine and blood pressure and whatever. And I know I sound like I'm 1,000 years old. But yes, I was interested in it. And as it turns out, they pay you the big bucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a good gig if you can get
If you can get in.
Well, so they told me, I don't know if you guys got this far and we'll get there, but... they told me to make sure that you don't use this to supplement your income, or to use it as your full income. You can use it just as a little extra kickback or whatever, but you should also have a job.
I think that is a great idea because I don't know anybody who could live on your plasma money. It's like your mountain money. You know, you just go spend it on maybe seltzers or, I don't know, candy.
Right. Mm. Yeah. So let's talk about how the process works. So my niece, Lyndon, works at CSL Plasma, so we decided to go there. We had checked into it beforehand, and they said that the first initial intake would take about 2 to 4 hours, and we were prepared for that. Mm-hmm. They said to eat a high protein breakfast, drink lots of water, and be prepared for 4 hours. 6 hours later, no, I'm just kidding. I mean,
it was close.
But the reason why we were the last three in, we got there about, what, 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were open till 7. We were the last intakes that they took because, first of all, there was 3 of us. And second of all, there was only one person who was doing the intake. So that, and it's a very, very lengthy process.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So they were very short staffed.
Yeah. So they give you this little laminated piece of paper that takes you through the steps. And I would say, there's 6 or 8 steps that you go through in order to go through the whole process. The first one being watching a video.
Yeah.
So you watch this video. Well, we sat down because we were in this little waiting area. Daryl and I put in our headphones. We buddied up, watched it on one thing.
It was like a plasma date. It was very romantic.
It was very cute. We had our arms around each other and everything. Yep. Shelly had her phone in her hand, and then this girl sat down next to her and started talking to Shelly and was just talking, and they were having a great conversation, and I could see in Shelly's eyes that she was like, yeah, I'm supposed to be watching this video, but she was trying, because she's so
polite,
fucking sweet, that she, I mean, like, I would have been like, I'm sorry, you gotta watch this, but she wouldn't, like, the girl was just talking, and
Shelly didn't want to interrupt.
Right, and it was very sweet. So I kind of kept looking over at Shelly, like, kind of giving her a look like, I don't know. But anyways, the lady comes out and she goes, excuse me, Shelly, you need to watch your video and start back from the beginning.
Back from the beginning.
It's a 20-minute video. I was about 10 minutes in.
And we start, me and Daryl just started laughing and we're like, you got told. You're in trouble. You're in trouble. You're Dutch. It was so, you were double Dutch, man.
The gal that never gets in trouble got told.
Oh, I was dying. And I didn't know where she was sitting. I knew where she was sitting. She was next to me. But as far as her emotional state, because like, I didn't know she was going to start crying or what and stuff. But it was, oh my gosh,
because
it was so
I
funny.
Also currently have a skin condition.
She does.
I'm going through a month-long chemical peel. And I have that guy look like a leper.
The world is after me.
This chick won't let me watch the video. I'm in trouble.
Oh my God, it was
I took
so
it
funny.
Like a champ.
You did.
You did.
Okay. So, but because of that, she's about 10, 15, 20 minutes behind the process now. So she's in last place because everything's a race for me. So I go in first. They do this really, really long questionnaire where they ask you about a whole bunch
Can
of
we
things.
Just state something too?
Yes.
Me and Shells are chill about the whole idea. Yeah. Going in, we were at lunch. Lisa's nervous as can be. So here, you know, here's the two that are just, it's not going to be that big of a deal. This poor gal, she gets chosen to go first. So then me and Shell are just chilling back. So go ahead now.
So I was really, really freaking out because, first of all, I've never given blood before. I'm not afraid of needles. Like, give me a shot. That's fine. I've had blood taken before, but I'm not real hip on having a needle in my vein. Something about that freaks me out. And something about the whole process of actually seeing your blood go out one tube and then go back into your body kind of freaked me out as well.
Science.
So I wanted to make sure that I didn't see that tube. But I was going to do this because I really need the money and it's for a good cause and I'm there. And okay, but we'll get to there. So I'm in, I'm doing my questionnaire. They have to document each and every single one of your tattoos and body piercings, which took a long time with me because I don't have like a full sleeve. I just have like pieces all over the place and it's kind of dumb. So it took forever. Then they do a finger prick. When they do the finger prick, they said, now this hurts more than actually giving the plasma. And I was like, well, I've done finger pricks before. My sister's a diabetic. We used to like do it all the time just to, you know, when she
For
was
fun.
Little.
Yeah.
Well, like, we'd be like, you know,
come
it doesn't
on.
Hurt.
It's, come
yeah,
on, yeah, bunny.
Whatever.
It's not hurting.
Right. So they did that. They put your little finger prick blood into this machine and they separate the plasma from the blood to see if you have enough protein and if you're hydrated enough.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let me reiterate this. I don't drink any water ever. And I kind of didn't that day either. Even though I really had every intention to, I didn't.
There's water in your coffee.
There was water in my coffee. But they also say that caffeine dehydrates you.
Sure.
So I was like a little worried about that. But they said that my protein levels and my hydration was completely perfect. Now, let me also tell you that later when Shelly and Daryl
Cheryl,
that's their Angelina name.
That's our rich couple name. Here comes the Cheryls.
When they went in, they told both of them they were on the bit dehydrated side, and they drink water like a motherfucker.
But
so,
we also drank the night before.
Well, there's that. They drank.
We'll own up to it.
Okay, they drank some booze the night before. But
booze.
Which also had water in it.
Right.
Ice cubes have booze.
Yeah, right. So anyways, go in there. That was good. Okay, fine. You're fine. So then I leave. Daryl goes in to do that part
that
of,
section
it.
Of it.
They take me, and then they mark you off on your little laminated thing.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. Each little step you go to, yeah, you get a circle.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. They just kind of cross it off, or they circle it, or whatever, so you know where you're at. Well, my next step was to go in with the nurse to make sure that I was healthy enough to do it. So they do like a full physical where they like knock your knee, and they, you know, like where they make
like your reflex.
Check your reflex, yeah. Flex.
Yeah.
They did that to you?
Uh-huh.
They didn't do that to me.
Well, because you didn't get far enough. So,
they go, she's a little dehydrated. Don't flex her.
She'll dry out.
They do like your you breathe.
Uh-huh.
They check your medication. They look in your eyes. They look in your ears, in your nose, in your butthole.
No.
No, they didn't look in my butthole.
Wait,
I'm
what?
Just kidding. I wanted to see if you guys are.
I didn't get
That's
that
That's where
anymore.
The plasma lives.
That's asthma.
No, but they did look in all the other orifices. And like I had to go bah with my tongue.
Okay.
And then talk about
visual.
Like all of the things. And she was like, okay, I'm going to make, you know, you're fine, you're good. go to the next step. So I went out. At this point, Shelly is doing all of the
pre-stuff, tattoo stuff and all that.
Daryl is back in the waiting room. And then I'm sitting there waiting to go to get into line to give the
plasma.
And Daryl goes to get his...
All the medical stuff.
So I'm sitting there just playing a game or whatever, and he comes out, and I was like, wow, Fasty. And he's like, yeah, that's because I got denied. And I was like, oh my God, you're such a liar. That is so funny. And he goes, do you see me have my little laminated card?
They took his card?
They decarded me, too.
His get out of jail plasma card?
I start laughing so hard because he was like shaking his hand.
Yeah,
like
with my empty hand with no freaking...
If I was in the game, I'd have a card.
That's right. I'd have my marker now. Wouldn't I?
You don't see my little laminated card, do you?
Guess what step I'm on? Zero.
Oh my gosh. So I'm like, what the hell? And he's like, well, I can't do it because I have some
certain medications I'm on.
That I'm on. And they're like, we took you out of the system. We took you out. Your social security number.
So like they can't do it anywhere now.
Yeah, never. They red tagged me across the whole country. Yeah.
They're like,
I'm like, come on, it's just one little baby aspirin, babe. What's up with it?
Right, yeah. So I'm like, okay, well, that's kind of funny.
So that's funny. So I'm sitting there like, and I was pissed because they were giving out a goodie bag, too. I didn't get no damn goodie bag. You know, I'm like, here, I'm here. I was already 2.5 hours in, you know? Yeah. That's a dedication to a good beer buzz for me, 2.5 hours. And I'm not, so I was like, God damn it. Pardon me. But then Lisa gets up there like, Lisa, come with us. So I'm sitting there in the thing all alone. So I'm just praying like, please Shell fail.
Come through for the team. Oh, you wanted to fail so I could hang out with you.
Well, it's because I noticed next door there was a pool.
Selfish witch.
There's a pool hall next door and there's a big Bud Light sign. I'm like, please Shell fail. We can go next door and have beers.
A real friend would want me to make some money and be able to give to the universe.
The truth comes out, I wanted you to fail.
He needs a bar buddy.
I didn't want to be the only witch.
Before you get started, Lisa, they did give us some pity snacks.
I did get the full goodie bag myself.
Yeah.
Dang.
And so what they gave me my goodie. They gave chapstick, a ball, so you can have to pump your hands the whole time. And... and snacks.
You know,
and
the snacks like we got. Yeah.
Yes. When you said a ball, I'm like, how old did they think you were?
A little bouncy ball.
It's
a pumper ball. Yeah. So before Shelly comes back from her medical, I go to the place to give the plasma. And I get set down and there's about, I'm going to say 15 or 20 stations.
Okay.
And they're all right next to each other. And I keep waiting for her to come in. I knew she was going to be right behind me, but she had to, because that process takes about 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh, she's going to come in walking in anytime and stuff. I don't
and
see
I was
her.
Catching up to you because I only had one tattoo.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes. And, there was 10 on one side and then 10 on the other. So I thought maybe you were behind me.
Okay.
Anyways. Pardon me, I'm sorry. So, I'm sitting there. I'm freaking out, but I'm trying to be a big girl and not freak out because I don't want to look to freak out. And I know that also that if you're more tense, it's going to be harder. And then I kept thinking, finger pricks not as bad. Finger pricks not as bad.
You're very brave.
So, there's this ginormous machine on my left hand side, and she's like, what side do you want me to take the blood from? And I was like, do the left, because then I'm close to the machine and then I don't have to look at the tubes of the... So if I look away, I don't see the tubes or whatever. And she's like, that's a good idea. So she goes and I look away and she stabs my arm and I feel pain running up and down from my shoulder all the way to my fingertips. And I'm like... That is not a finger prick, motherfucker.
You're a finger prick.
I'm like, what? I mean, like, it was this and then it didn't stop. It was like digging around and digging. Ooh. And I was like, what is even happening? But I can't look because I figure this is just part of the process.
Oh, no.
So all of a sudden she's like, so you have really, really, really veins and your veins roll and I can't seem to get a good stick and I just don't want to be jamming this in anymore and fishing around. So I'm going to go ahead and try the other arm. So now
I'm switching fishing holes.
Yeah. So she puts a Band-Aid on it, puts ice on it and wraps it. And then she goes to the other arm and puts the fuck. fucking tubes over my body that I have to look right in front of me and watch the blood go in and out.
Couldn't go around you. None of that. No. I don't know how it works.
I was so irritated. So then she did the other arm. Totally. Now I can. Now I understand why it was easy cheese. Like it didn't hurt as much as the finger prick if you do it right. And did it. It was. It's. I don't know if you have to do this because, again, I said I never given blood before, but when the arm cuff is on with the thing, you have to pump your hand.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and but they have a little thing on their machine that if you're not pumping well enough, it goes off.
Beeps. Yeah. So, like,
okay. Get to pumping. Yeah. Get to pumping, bitch. Jam. Yeah. And stuff.
Like every 3 to 5 seconds, something like that.
Squeeze. Every time it squeezes, you do it. And then every time it's not squeezed, you can relax your hand.
Okay.
Okay, so I did it. It took half an hour, exactly 30 minutes and 1 second.
Wow.
And then when the girl came, I thought that they were very, very good about their process and cleaning. And my London is the one who gets the plasma and then takes it back and processes it. And I was very weirded out, but strangely like kind of excited that there's so much plasma.
Yeah.
It's a big old bottle of it. And I was like, I could not believe that there was that much of that goo in my body. That was interesting.
Yeah.
But then the girl took the needle out of my arm and she said, well, this is a different girl because they have like a rotation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this girl was like, she took it out and she's like, what's going on with your other arm? And I was like, she poked the shit out of me. And
it's broken.
Yeah. And she said, well, how long have you had that ice on? I go, since she poked the shit out of me. And she goes, oh, that's only supposed to stay on for about 5 minutes. And it was on the full half an hour.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it did anything. I think it made me bruise more. Maybe. I don't know. I will show my bruise progression on the Facebook page. But let me tell you, it's not pretty.
It's quite an injury.
Yes. It's very, very big.
You know what, Lisa?
Yeah.
It's a hematoma.
It's a hematoma.
Yep.
Well, the way they wrapped it, too, they had it wrapped real tight. So I think that kind of didn't do you any good
either.
Yeah,
I don't think that. So, so there was that. Then I walked out and I was kind of still eyeballing, seeing if Shelly was on the other side. And I didn't see her, but I didn't look that hard because I was just like wanting to get out of there. So then I walked out and Gerald was still sitting there and I said, hey.
All by myself. With a pool cue and a Bud Light.
He just came over from the bar.
I'll just react when I'm ready to go.
And I was like, time. I go, oh, how much longer does Shelly have? And he goes, oh, she's sitting in her car. And I was like, what? And he's like, she got denied too. And I was like, oh my God. So the two chill pills didn't get to do it. Shelly got denied because she had just recently given blood.
Yep. You can only do it 8 weeks after you've given blood.
Right.
So she's still in the running. She's good to go. Completely red flagged.
No. Yeah. But I had learned that that was because like with blood, it takes your body a long time to regenerate, and it can stay on the shelf or in a freezer or whatever for a long time. With plasma, you can give it twice a week because, A, they need a lot more of it because it only lasts for like 5 hours or something crazy. Not very long at all. Maybe 5 days. There's a five in it. Trust me.
Yeah.
I'm
5 years.
But also your body replenishes it much quicker because I think it's just the liquid inside of your blood.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It like keeps the white blood cells and red blood cells together. Is this when we were little kids and you thought I was being a know-it-all and you didn't want to hang out?
No. I think that's really interesting because I like knowing stuff now.
But yeah, that's why I couldn't do it.
And I was also thinking that I don't know. I had my own theory on it, but that makes more sense.
That, and I had sex with a gay person in jail just the day before.
Oh, 2 days before.
Tattoo.
Yes.
Yeah, they gave you a tattoo with no anesthetic.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then, this is another funny part. When she
Worth it, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Always.
Sounds like great fun.
When you first go to donate, they put you to the head of the line. I don't know, because you're new or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I walked by everybody else, and that was kind of funny. But the lady was telling me, I just want to tell you now, don't answer your phone. You can do text. You can watch videos. You can watch a movie if you want to. But don't answer your phone. And
No pictures.
Don't take pictures of yourself or anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and she was kind of an older woman, and I go, so porn is okay? And she's like, whatever floats your boat, honey.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to be impulsive here.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody ready for a little song?
Yeah.
Sure.
Plasma porn. I love a plasma porn. Thanks for playing along.
You're welcome.
Okay.
So that is our story. We will give you more. I haven't been able to donate again because if you have a bruise that's bigger than 2 inches by 2 inches, you cannot donate until it goes away. Mine is about...
as big as a baby's head.
I figured it was a money ploy. They do this to every other person, so they can't come for a while. I think they did you dirty.
We can't afford it for people.
Did you see the line of people that showed up? There was that was a crazy thing too. There was quite a few people there.
There was.
They're like, okay, we can take plasma, but make it about 3 weeks before she can come back and get her other money.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying, but it was like the gas line in the '70s. It's crazy. Was. People needing that plasma money, baby.
Different, all creeds, a different type of people.
Yeah. Well, and it was also at the end of the day too.
Sure.
So everybody was getting off because we didn't leave there till 7. We got there at 2 and left at 7,
yep.
right?
Yep.
And
I just did it for the fun of it.
No, he didn't. He won the money.
Now, Lisa was your ride.
Yeah. And we got free lunch because Shelly bought us lunch.
Well, that was funny because we were saying, I go, what if Shell gets tonight? She goes, she ain't getting her fucking lunch back.
Yeah, because Shelly goes.
Thanks for the side hustle. I'll buy you guys lunch. We're like, all right. And then I'm like, what if she doesn't get tonight? Or gets tonight?
Yeah. She goes, I get money from this, and I wasn't even thinking about it. So I'm going to buy you lunch. And then she got denied. I was like, I'm not giving her money back. She didn't get her lunch. No.
We still had leftovers too.
Right? Yeah. But anyways, that is our plasma story. If you guys need a referral, if you want to go, use my name.
Or if you have a plasma story.
Yeah, if you have a plasma story, that I'd like to actually hear. That. Actually, Carol Donahue told me she's been doing it too, and that was kind of interesting. Maybe I shouldn't say that on.
Or
maybe is that a HIPAA violation?
Oh, it might be.
I'm sorry, Carol. If you didn't want me to tell anybody.
Be cool
I think
but,
so too.
Yeah.
But if you guys have a side hustle that your man which could do, I could sure use some extra bucks. You
know? Absolutely. Yeah. And don't bring up sperm donation. We've already discussed
it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Dustin, we're going to get back. We're going to play a game this time, you guys. And it's called Splurt.
Ooh.
And it'll be a lot of fun.
Plasma show.
Oh, yeah.
Splurt. Splurt. Shout it. Shout it. Shout it out loud.
Welcome back, witches. We are going to play a game that is not called Splurt. I messed up, and I said that it was called Splurt.
Splurt.
But what it's really called is Think in Sync. So we're going to play that one because I know that one better. And I don't.
So are we saying bye-bye-bye to Splurt?
Yeah, because this is in sync. Think in sync.
Think in sync.
Yeah, absolutely. But I am apologizing that, but I do have another disclaimer that I also need to apologize for.
Okay.
So last episode, I was talking about a little zombie bug.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept calling it a cichlid. And I don't know how I got that in my head because I had it written down differently. But I just kind of like was looking at my notes really fast and I just kept saying cichlid, which is a fish, by the way. It is not a cichlid. They are cicadas.
Yeah.
So, okay.
They're like a locust.
Right. Shelly and Daryl are both looking at me like, yeah, dipshit. Although they
did not.
I don't
think you're a dipshit.
No, they did not like correct me.
We didn't fix you.
During the time, they just let me stew in my own cichlidness.
Yeah. So let's lay some ground rules here. Yeah. If that should happen again, do you want me to correct you?
Please.
Okay.
Because it kind of feels stupid.
Oh, please don't. Oh. You were just, you know, you knew what you were saying. You were just saying it wrong.
Right.
The story was just going so well, Lisa. We're like, don't even interrupt
her. And I was fascinated. It took me after 7 cichlids to be like, what the fuck is she talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, cicadas. Cicada.
I say cicada.
Who lets go on out? Pop.
Let's call the cichlid all that.
And I knew a cichlid was a fish. And I may have even said that. Was like, and I don't know, but they both start with C and they're both weird. And anyways, it's not a fish. It's not a zombie fish. It's a zombie.
Perfect. Roach, you know what else starts with C?
What?
C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Lisa, I didn't know that a cichlid was a fish. So as usual, it's the hard news. I learned something from your story.
Well, double check that because I could be wrong.
You're probably right.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Cicadas. Thank you for that.
It could be a plant too, but I'm pretty sure it's a fish. I don't know. Whatever. Okay. But we're not a news source, unless you ask. Denver's number one news source.
That was so last year.
Yeah, that was last year.
Totally. Now we just make shit up.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, thank you for that, Lisa.
Okay, so that was my disclaimer, and I'm sorry.
Okay, so we're playing gonna play not Splurt.
We're not playing Splurt, but playing Think and Sync. Now, this is how you play this. I'm going to give you a subject.
Okay.
And then I'm going to give you a co-subject. Ooh. So there's like a main subject. Like, uh-huh. Let me
let's throw us a practice one.
Yeah, this is like a practice one.
Oh.
So the main subject is countries.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
great.
Then
thanks.
I say, well, you don't have to play, but because this is a stupid one, and I'm in, and this is just the explainer.
Okay.
So it would be countries. So you guys are thinking countries. Then I say a country known for its pasta.
Italy.
Okay.
What is Italy?
I said, don't
she's
splurt.
Gonna, you're gonna count it down, right?
You're gonna think in sync. So if we were playing splurt, you would just splurt it out.
Yeah, but this time we want to go three, two, one. Italy.
Did you guys have to say the same thing at the same time?
Okay, but can you see that our eyes are in sync?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and okay. If you want to like stare at each other, that's fine. That makes me uncomfortable, but so you don't have to. But
no,
so,
but that's how he's going to know how I'm. He'll know what I'm thinking, and vice versa.
Right.
Okay. Or he might also know if I could.
No, you don't get no, no, no,
nope.
No, no. They're doing. Okay, you guys, since this is not a visual medium, what you missed was them doing the Lady and the Tramp slurping the pasta.
Okay, we're thinking in sync. We got it.
But I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, boom.
Okay.
But I'm not going to really say boop. I'm just going to say 3, 2, 1, and then you say what it
what
is together.
Okay, we say it after one, not on one.
Right. Yeah, 3, 2, 1.
Boop. Okay.
But the boop won't be there.
All right.
You got that part?
Does eye contact make you uncomfortable, Daryl?
No.
Okay.
I love eye contact.
He's got those nice blue eyes.
He does.
They're like a faded denim sky.
Like faded denim sky.
Two that's little nice. Marbles.
Faded denim sky.
So you going to write a song about it?
Yeah. Okay. Gonna write it?
All here right. It goes.
Pay attention, mm-hmm. people. Here we go. I am the caller. And your big... The big whole thing
to do?
Is at a restaurant.
Okay.
Okay, you got all that?
Right. Yep.
Hold on, sorry.
People don't turn off their cell phones at restaurants.
So now, Daryl
is guy
running
here? Hey, Joe.
We do have a work person coming in 20 minutes, so maybe they're here early. And so in the meantime, until they can edit it out, hello, my darling. Hello, my baby. Hello, my ragtime gal.
Okay, I'm not familiar with Jennifer, but I just thought the neighborhood right next door, they didn't have water, so I'm going to open up your thing.
At a restaurant.
Okay, I'll be right out.
Okay, we're pausing.
We're going to pause.
Sorry, guys. We knew something like this was going to happen today.
Is he early?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, bye. The category for this one is going to be at a restaurant.
Ooh, okay. At a restaurant.
We've been to restaurants before.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
There would be four.
Four. Four uh-huh. restaurants or four categories?
Four subcategories after of the restaurant.
Okay, okay, yeah. Nice.
You
I get it now.
You got me? Okay, cool. At a restaurant, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A kind of salad. 3, 2, 1.
Cobb.
Caesar.
That means that you did not win. That
okay.
One.
Okay.
Two totally different answers.
Okay.
Okay.
That's why we're not married.
No, right. This is not the.
This really is just a game. Prerequisite,
right?
To see if we would be able to be married after Lisa passes on.
Away. Yeah. This. Okay.
This which is forever.
This game suddenly is not funny at all.
Yes.
Just okay. At a restaurant.
Strong. Okay.
You guys listening? You looking mm-hmm. in each other's yep. eyes and looking those blue, pretty blues. Okay.
Faded denim blue sky mm-hmm. eyes.
Okay. A seafood entree. 3, 2, 1.
Shrimp scampi.
Skippy. I love shrimp scampi. It's just fun to say.
Yeah.
You know what?
I call Linus Scamp.
Shrimp skimpy is a smaller portion.
It is
I'm
a
shrimp skimpy. Yes, I'm shrimp skimpy. I'm so shrimp skimpy. Those okay. others be slimpy.
You at a restaurant, guys?
Yes, yep. We're good.
Yep. All right.
A kind of steak. 3, 2, 1.
Ribeye.
We are incompatible.
Definitely are not getting married anytime soon.
I think Shelly's throwing the game.
How do I cheat at not okay.
All okay. Right. You're thinking in sync.
Yes.
Okay.
At a well, restaurant.
Technically, we aren't.
Yeah, that's yeah. true. You know,
not in sync at all. Maybe okay. the next card.
Yeah. At a restaurant. A kind of bread. 3, 2, 1.
Sourdough.
All right.
When do you ever get weeded at
No,
at a
I have
restaurant.
To do it with the two of you. You guys have the same brain.
Okay.
All right.
Then here.
Let me put on some glasses.
Okay. I was just going to be the caller, but Shelley thinks that me and Daryl need to do it, which, you know, we can change things up. That's it's our show.
Yeah, because then I can read you guys. Look at us, you can sync it.
I think that me and Shelley might think more so than me and Daryl, but maybe not.
Yeah.
I don't know.
In any case, you're the connector.
Should mirror Shelley.
Me. Well, we can just pass it around.
Right.
I get it. The rules aren't hard.
Perfect. It'll be like we're playing, what do they call it? Swinger. This is a swingers game. I'll just pass it around.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
The topic is at the beach.
Okay. You Lisa's guys, favorite
good
thing.
For it? Okay.
Yeah.
Something kids do at the beach. 3, 2, 1.
Play.
Sandcastle.
Something you lie on at the beach. 3, 2, 1.
Blanket.
Something worn at the beach besides a bathing suit. 3, 2, 1.
Sunglasses. Shorts.
An animal at the beach. 3, 2, 1.
Seagull. We are good. And we've been together for 30-some years.
Okay.
Okay, Daryl, you do me and Shelley.
You pick another card, though, because I saw it.
Okay.
Although I guess it really wouldn't matter, but...
I did. Well, you don't know what I'm thinking in my head.
I don't.
In my headspace.
I never do.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Well, that's so true. Yeah?
I forgot how to do this.
You copy us. Yeah. You tell us the category.
Category's on top.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just say what it is.
Why am I having a moment? Okay, food things.
Right.
Okay, so then you read each thing and then go 3, 2, 1 after them, and then we,
I'm still here.
Yeah, and sober. Senior moments,
cool,
y'all.
Cool, yeah. Yeah, okay, I'm going to go back to this one then.
Okay,
ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
The password is drinks.
Drinks. Okay.
Drinks.
Now I'm looking into your deep velvety root beer brown eyes.
Okay, ladies, are you ready?
Yes. Yep.
A carbonated drink. 3, 2, 1.
Soda.
A bottle water brand. 3, 2, 1.
Evian.
A powdered drink. 3, 2, 1.
Kool-Aid.
We're not even cheating. A red colored drink. 3, 2, 1.
Kool-Aid.
What a dick, man.
We're really good at this.
You got to remember, these two didn't have much in their youth. They just had each other.
That's all we needed.
Okay, now let's re-up our game here. I'm jelly. These guys are up 3.
Okay.
Here we go, guys.
All right.
Shelley and Daryl.
Mm-hmm.
Bugs is your category.
Bugs.
Nice. What
bugs.
Color are my eyes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Her eyes.
They're smoky.
Like a smoked topaz?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bugs.
All right.
A bug with big wings. 3, 2, 1.
Dragonfly.
A bug that stings. 3, 2, 1.
Bee.
A tiny bug. 3, 2, 1.
Gnat.
Oh, ant. I said ant. You said
gnat.
Yeah. Okay.
Gnat. That covers both of them. Gnat. Bugs.
Okay.
A bug with spots. 3, 2, 1.
Ladybug.
See, there you go.
We redeemed ourselves.
You
all
got
right.
Half of almost is what me and Shelley got.
That's okay.
I think the problem is there's a lot of restaurant things.
True.
And only a couple bugs.
Not very many bugs with spots either.
No.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Okay.
Oh, it's me and Leek. Okay.
Yep.
Let me get this way. I see. Look into her beautiful brown eyes.
The weird root beer brown. Oh.
That's what I think when I look in your eyes.
I'm skipping U.S. president.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
Okay, this will be fun.
Okay.
Art.
Ooh.
Art. Dolphins.
Okay, you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
A popular crayon color. 3, 2, 1.
Red.
Black.
A famous artist. 3, 2, 1.
Da Vinci.
Something a statue is made of. 3, 2, 1.
Bronze.
Something you wear when you paint. 3, 2, 1.
An coat. Apron.
You guys all had good answers. They just weren't the same. They just weren't the same.
I did not think in
sync. We were totally opposite on everything. Black, red.
This is fun. Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. Nope. No. No.
Nope.
Famous Johnsons in history.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. This one is, in other words.
In other words.
In other words, another word for small. 3, 2, 1.
Little.
I can't see your faces. No, I'm just kidding.
We're not cheating.
Look at her.
You don't like small.
Okay. Another word for hilarious. 3, 2, 1.
Funny.
Another word for hot. 3, 2, 1.
Steaming.
Ooh. Oh.
We were close. Yeah, we were. S's.
Smoking.
Another word for cool. 3, 2, 1.
Lisa. Chili.
Oh.
Oh, get out.
That was another word for self-absorbed.
Yeah. Narcissist.
This is fun.
Oh. Okay, one more round?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
here we go. Yeah, that was a good one, Shelley. Okay.
Thanks.
My favorite season, or I guess it's not season, holiday, Halloween.
Ooh, okay.
Something orange. 3, 2, 1.
Pumpkin.
Something scary. 3, 2, 1.
Skeleton.
Oh,
oh,
that was close.
Scarecrows aren't that scary.
A skeleton.
Trick or treat item other than candy. 3, 2, 1.
Apple. Raisins.
You got
to look at. You guys are like fruity friends.
We get that a lot.
Halloween. Something black. 3, 2, 1.
Cat.
Mask. Oh, duh. Sorry, dude.
That's okay.
I couldn't think of anything.
No, that was
black
fun.
Black cats matter. That was perfect. Oh, my goodness. Poor black cats. Wow. Every year they get the warning. It's
That's
like, leave
right.
the cats alone, right. guys.
Okay, we got to get one, right?
Yeah, I'd hope.
You got one together.
Did we?
Yeah, I thought you guys got one.
I don't think so.
Papers. Divorce.
All right. If anything can keep a couple together, I think it's this topic.
Okay.
And that's condiments.
Oh.
You guys ready?
Yes.
Trojans.
Those are condiments. Not condiments.
Okay.
Condiments.
All right.
Okay.
Lowest common denominator, guys.
Right.
Okay. Focus.
Mm-hmm.
A ketchup brand. 3, 2, 1.
Heinz.
You said Hunt's.
She said Heinz.
I said Heinz. You said,
I said Hunt's.
Who says Hunt's?
Hunt's is a...
It is, but who says it?
Yeah, everybody says
you're just wrong.
Obviously, this guy does.
You're just wrong. You said...
This marriage is on the rocks.
Okay. Love on the rocks.
Ooh, okay.
Makes no Hunt sense.
Kroger brand.
Kirkpatrick.
Rotten Tomato generic.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Okay.
Hunt's. Okay. A mustard brand. 3, 2, 1.
I don't like mustard.
Kraft.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
I'm so
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I love mustard, because I do only buy the generic.
What is a mustard brand?
Golden's.
Golden's. Mustard. Okay.
Yep.
Hunt's.
Okay.
Hunt's.
Guys, focus.
Yeah, sorry.
A pickle flavor. 3, 2, 1.
Deal.
A mayonnaise brand. 3, 2, 1.
Kroger.
Mayo.
You said mayo? Mayonnaise brand is mayo? Mayonnaise is mayonnaise?
Hellman's. The number one answer was Hellman's.
I almost said Miracle Whip, but that's a salad dressing.
It is a salad. For
oh
the world's grossest salad.
Oh, you don't like any kind of mayonnaise, huh?
I'll take a little Miracle Whip if I'm making a deviled egg. Yeah, I know I'm freaking you out right now. But
have you ever eaten a deviled egg?
Yeah.
And you like them?
I like them if I make them.
Mm-hmm.
And
she knows
I had
what goes
one
in
tea
and how it's going to come
day.
Out. Mm-hmm.
Yep, exactly.
Interesting.
Okay.
And you
okay.
can put crazy things in deviled eggs now, like avocados,
oh.
crab,
Ooh.
Little bacon crumbles on top.
What?
Yeah, pipe them in there like with a cake piper.
This one is just right up your alley to end it.
Okay.
Because you two gals... As you've heard over the years, used to work at the video store.
Yes.
Hot videos.
So, this one here is movies.
Okay.
So let's see how good our little vixens paid attention.
Okay. Take off my reader so I can look.
Okay. Get deep into those eyes.
All right.
Like I said, the, so the category is movies.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. A sports movie. 3, 2, 1.
Rudy.
A spy movie. 3, 2, 1.
Spies Like Us.
Just so you know, I wouldn't have gotten that. I was going to say Under Siege. Different deal. Worth it for the laugh.
Okay.
Carry on.
Here we go. A war movie. 3, 2, 1.
Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, that's like the people on that we tried. That was, no, I'm not. I, yeah. That's a Saturday
she
night.
My lead.
That was a Saturday Night Live gig.
That's totally what she was going to say.
I was trying to think of it, but I couldn't think of the name until you started talking.
Yes. It was the same one.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. That's fine. Don't give it to me. I don't care.
Give it to her.
Oh, my God. That was too funny. Okay. Is it the
And your last
Tom
category
Hanks.
Is a horror movie. 3, 2, 1.
Scream. Friday the 13th.
Oh.
Scream would have been faster.
Scream.
You had all your syllables.
Why didn't you say that?
And Roman numerals.
I think what it comes down to is that me and Shelly think in sync better than you and Shelly or you and me.
That's weird. But
the good news is that you guys splurt in sync.
That's true.
Everybody wins.
Yeah, perfect.
There you
go. Okay, we're going to be back with what you're talking about, guys.
Yay.
Thanks for playing.
Yeah, let's do that again.
Oh, that was funny. Hey, you guys, this is what you're talking about, but we have a special news break. I have another cicada story. This is not my what you're talking about because I have something more interesting. But it does say that invaders from underground are coming in the form of cicadas. It's the biggest bug emergence in centuries. That's going to be this year. Trillions of evolution's bizarro wonders, the red-eyed periacal cicadas, are about to emerge in numbers not seen in any decade or in possible centuries.
How did they make so many cicadas with their gonads falling off?
Mm. Yeah.
That has not been confirmed nor denied.
I didn't look into the gonad situation after
that's all
last
I have.
Week.
That's my breaking news.
That is breaking news.
Breaking news.
Okay. How do we defend ourselves against the cicada apocalypse?
That will come in the next episode.
Okay. Well,
I don't know.
She doesn't know.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay.
So here I'm going to just start. With my what you're talking about. So this is what it is. Children race to collect marshmallows dropped from a helicopter in Detroit.
Oh, well, of course they
WKRP.
Do.
WKRP?
This is in Southfield, Michigan.
Okay.
It said Detroit in the other one, but this one it says Southfield. It rained marshmallows at a suburban Detroit park on Friday as children raced to snatch up thousands of gooey treats being dropped from a helicopter.
Yum.
I have thoughts on this. Hold on. The annual Great Marshmallow Drop took place at Catalupa Oaks County Park in Southfield, hosted by Oakland County Parks. Hundreds of children waved in cheers as helicopters passed by on its way to the drop zone. Once there, the passengers dumped the treats out of a sack and onto the grass below, and the children darted to collect them. Lisa has one word, gross. Officials stress that although the fluffy treats are tempting, they must not be eaten because if they hit the ground, instead the kids exchange the marshmallows for collecting them for prizes of bags of candy, coloring books, and a one-day pass to a water park.
You know there's some kid that ate some.
You know there are.
And that's sticky and gross.
This guy right here.
Yeah. Speaking before the event, Melissa Narachi, Oakland County Recreation Program Supervisor and survivor, as the case may be,
marshmallowing,
said 15,000 marshmallows would be dropped. It was just a celebration. The weather was beautiful. We were so happy to get outdoors and interact and pick up some marshmallows. The mother, Robin Kinnicky of three Great Marshmallow Drop participants, who one of whom took part in a special drop release for children with children with disabilities. The helicopter made four passes, dropping marshmallows aimed at kids in three age categories: 4-year-old and younger, 5 to 7, and that's good. And then 8 to 12, because then you don't have the 12-year-olds like knocking down babies and shit. That's right. Not nice.
Mm-hmm. For dirty marshmallows.
Right. The drop for children with disabilities came later in the day. being a special needs mom, I love seeing the event like these and that are catered towards him so he doesn't feel excluded.
Oh, that's cool.
So that is nice.
Let's all talk about our thoughts on this.
Sounds delicious.
I'm thinking there's going to be at least 2 emergency rooms with marshmallows up the nose.
Sure, mm-hmm. Sure. Yep.
I'm going to say 1 to 3 food poisonings.
Perhaps, yes.
And
kids face with smashings. Kids. I think they will smash them into their faces.
I think it's going to get in their hair because they're going to put them in their mouth and then put them in somebody's hair of their own.
Yep, there will be clogged pores, noses, nostrils, and ear holes.
Rock pooping, because, you know, they hit the ground, they just pick them up, we're going...
Chipped tooths. You know, there's a silver lining to everything, and we always see the marshmallow lining. It's going to be a shitty situation.
I'm going to like to get a follow-up on this and see how things
What was
went.
That book, A Chance of Marshmallowing? Or
No, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. There was no marshmallows whatsoever.
Nope, not this time.
Although marshmallows are better than meatballs to be falling from the sky, because meatballs are saucy.
Right.
Ooh, that'd be great, though.
And a little greasy.
Yeah. So you guys let us know your thoughts on that. But, okay. I'm talking about.
That was fun.
Lisa, that's fantastic. Fantastic. Thanks. However, if you had your chance to have a plane flyover with any sort of food, what would that be?
Lobster.
Live lobsters?
Whack.
No, just lobster tails.
Just lobster tails.
But where's the out of the shell.
Yes.
So it doesn't hurt.
Perfect. Daryl, what's falling out of your
airplane?
Throw
me some ribeyes.
You know, ribeyes could have made us win that last round.
Could have made us, yeah.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. Well, that was a great story, Lisa. Nice. Do you guys mind if I go next?
No, go. Please do. Shoot the moon.
You know, there's funny stories, there's serious stories, there's times where I think that we get in a rut or a cycle or a phase, and you know what we don't talk enough about is Vermont.
Okay. True.
I'd like to talk a little bit about Vermont, if you'll allow it.
Yes.
Vermont, my friends, based on the people from History Facts, was once an independent republic. Not everyone wanted to be a part of the United States when the Revolutionary War broke out. Vermont, for instance, declared itself an independent republic from 1777 to 1791, due in part to ongoing disputes with neighboring New York, which claimed the land as its own. The future Green Mountain State adopted its own constitution and operated as a de facto independent country. I heard you snoring over there. After briefly being called New Connecticut, the region eventually settled on the name State of Vermont, but was also known as the Vermont Republic. In addition to having its own currency and postal service, Vermont also abolished slavery on July 2nd, 1777, the first American colony to do so. So, I got to tell you guys, Vermont, ballsy.
Ballsy Vermont.
Ballsy move, Vermont.
They almost called it Ballsy Vermont.
They did.
It was too long.
Yeah, well, and so was New Connecticut. Right. So here we are. Mm-hmm. Vermont, enjoy that information. Do with it what you will.
Thank you, Shelley. That's what I'm talking about. Informative history facts.
I will try not to repeat Vermont stories every week.
No, Vermont. No, it's all good. I like it.
It's a good leaf peeping state.
You guys want to talk more about cicadas?
Cicadas
are fascinating.
They really are. Mine are just some things I found today, just kind of messing around and just kind of some fun little, like, not maybe a little trivia thing. I don't know. But the first recorded known recipe, the actual recipe to man, is 4,000 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Could you imagine that, what that tastes like with no...
Oh, my God. Did they have a nonstick pan?
It's been in the back of the refrigerator for a long time.
The longest English word without a vowel is... Rhythms.
Oh, good one.
Yes,
pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that the Y isn't used as a vowel in it. It's more of a just like a buffer.
A-E-I-O sometimes Y, but not in this choice.
I guess.
Not this Y. Okay. Not this guy. Yeah.
Did you guys know that a group of flamingos is called a flamboyance?
Oh, I love collective nouns. That's nice.
Isn't that?
A flamboyance of flamingos.
Yep. The world's largest word is over 189,000 letters.
Pronounce it.
Yes.
they did. This is what's funny. They didn't give it, but they said it. It is in the Guinness Book of World Record, but is often, what is it? What's hold on?
Mispronounced?
No. It's often abbreviated.
I would think.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, duh.
Just my luck, I'd be in the spelling bee, and they're like, eh, how about kookalooka, mika,
haka, like, lika, that's 189,000 words, I don't know.
So, if it's in the Guinness Book, how many pages is it right? of the yeah. Guinness Book?
How many did
good
that
question.
Take?
Good question.
Well, that's what I'm all about.
For the sake of simplicity, it's abbreviated.
Yeah.
Honeybees recognize human faces.
What?
For the 7 seconds they're alive?
What if you had a honeybee stalker?
Yeah.
They're like, I know you. <It's> all... And then they just fall to the ground.
I want your autograph.
Nope, oh, hold on. The ears of a cricket and locust are on their front legs.
What?
That's why they rub them together. Like,
I hear you over there. I hear what the rocks are cooking.
That's wild.
Okay.
Da, da, da. These are fun.
Yeah, they are.
The inventor of the Frisbee was turned into a Frisbee. And it says, Walter Morris, the inventor of the Frisbee, expressed a quirky wish in his will to have his ashes put into a Frisbee.
Wow. Well,
did they bury him afterwards, or did they just throw him? And he accidentally went into the ocean.
That's just rude.
That's funny.
It's a question?
Yeah. Maybe he wanted to be flung across the land.
Yeah.
So those were just some little tidbits that I found today.
Well,
that, but hey, you know,
that's fascinating.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
That gave you cool. a lot
like,
of stuff.
A flamboyance, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A flamboyance of flamingos.
Yes,
that's why people wear pink boas.
Oh, they're flamboyant.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I get you.
Sure.
Well, all right.
Yeah,
Nicely done.
We'll be back with WOW, our specialties.
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule, and he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh, yeah, he's the man, Rich. Oh, yeah.
Alrighty, guys, guess what it is? It's the Wednesday WOW time. Wow, wow.
Wow.
Who would like to wow us first today?
I will. I'm really excited about mine. Is
good.
That okay?
Good.
So we each have an area of expertise. Mine happens to be true crime. And true crime rule number 17 this week is give tragedy a silver lining with societal change. And I'm excited about this because there are dozens, if not hundreds, of laws that came out of tragedy that have made the world a better place. And I want to tell you about some of those. So the first one that actually got me interested in this was Jessica's Law. And Jessica lived in Norton Shores, Michigan, where our good friend Debbie lives. And this wasn't that long ago, but she was a young woman working at a gas station late at night, and she was taken and she is no longer with us. But what they did is they made it a law in Michigan anyway, that if you are open past 11 o'clock or what have you, you have to have a modern, current, and constantly functioning and maintained security camera system, or you will be fined or closed down. And, you know, they could have found this person a lot sooner, and I don't know if someone else was hurt because the cameras weren't working. But Jessica's Law, I think, is really great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We all know about Amber Alerts and that young lady. Her tragedy made it so that a lot of kids are returned to their good parent or wherever they need to be and are getting out of harm's way. I don't know if you guys know about Marcy's Law, but it's M-A-R-C-Y. And Marcy was a young woman that was killed by her ex-boyfriend. And her mother was at the grocery store a week later, like a day after her daughter's services, and sees that man in the grocery store. And this was in California, and they don't, at the time, and this was in the 80s, they had 20 laws on the books to protect the suspect or criminal or convicted felon, and none for the victims. And so now they know if they get out on bail, if they're not in jail, where they move, you know, that sort of thing. So they are protected as a family. And so anyway, that's Marcy's Law. And Megan's Law, if you guys remember, this was a little 7-year-old girl who was raped and killed. And that is the reason why we have neighborhood sex offender registrations.
Oh, good.
Is Megan's Law. The Brady Handgun Violence Protection Act or Prevention Act. So he was the guy that was shot in the line of fire when Reagan was being the attempted assassination. And that Prevention Act was until 1990 something that you would have to have a 5-day waiting period. Mm-hmm. But then they changed it to not as long because of the original part of it, which is the federal background check. So you have to have a background check to buy a firearm. And that's thanks to Mr. Brady. Yep. And then the Adam Walsh Child Protection Act. We all know who Adam Walsh is.
Yep.
And what happened with that is because of all of those sex offenders in the area and stuff, not only do they have to be registered, but they're tiered. So it's like, did you spank your kid and that's a sex offense? Or are you a violent offender or a repeat offender or whatever? And that Protection Act is because of little Adam Walsh. So, gosh, his dad did so much. Was it John Walsh?
Yeah, he still does.
Him and his older son, his other son.
His next son, next to Adam.
They're still big activists of this. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to say, that Amber Alert really, really is, I mean, they all work great. But I seriously think that Amber Alert has been one of the most...
Effective
ones. It's incredible.
It's probably saved hundreds of lives.
It pops up on the news, and then they find the guy driving down the highway.
Absolutely.
It's a great documentary, too, if you haven't seen it. It's a really, really interesting documentary.
But have you guys ever been driving down the highway, and they have those big digital things, and it'll have the description and all that? So anyway, I'm so sorry, of course, to anybody that these terrible things happened to or the families, but thank you for having the fortitude and the bravery to make a change out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's my wow.
Nice. I like that wow.
Thanks. A good one.
You want me to wow?
Yes.
Why don't you wow?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow, wow. Well, you know, I do the music part of the wow, and today's a little fun one. I kind of picked out three different people from three different generations who have a birthday today. So back in 1934, Mr. Don Kirshner, who is Mr. Kirshner's rock god, is an American rock and roll producer known as the man of the with the golden ear.
Oh.
He invented bubblegum rock.
Oh.
Yep. So
what is bubblegum rock?
Bubblegum rock, probably like, you know,
Hanson? Spears? Oh, okay.
Well, back then it was probably like, what's his name? Sean Cassidy, stuff like that.
Oh, okay, sure.
You know, those kind of guys like that, you know. But he also had the Don Kirshner rock show. I mean, he had he would have like Kiss and all these different
ear
people.
Candy. Yeah,
and they would play like shows on Friday night, was it stuff. So I thought, well, there's an icon right there. So he was born in 1934. Let's fast forward to 1964. This guy here, not bubblegum rock, Mr. Maynard James Keenan.
Oh, Tool.
Yes, the singer of Tool and of Perfect Circle. He turned 60 today.
Oh,
but
wow.
Yeah, definitely not. He's definitely not bubblegum rock.
No.
He may think he's bubblegum. No, that guy is kooky, and he sings a lot about, you know, anal stuff too.
Yeah,
which is
but
crazy.
He has a great voice.
No,
well.
He has an incredible voice. Yeah. Yes.
And butt stuff.
And butt stuff. Lots of butt stuff. Now let's fast forward to 1974 when Miss Victoria Beckham, bubblegum.
Holy moly.
Miss Posh Spice comes about. She turns 50 today.
Full circle.
So don't you think? Yeah, we went boom, boom, boom. I picked those three out because I thought they were pretty much most interesting and just so diverse. But Mr. Don Kirshner would have probably liked all of it.
I think so, too. Yeah. The man had a golden ear, you know.
Yes, a golden ear. Yeah, so that's what I'm talking about.
There was butt stuff between the bubble gum.
That's what I mean. They couldn't pull their cheeks apart.
You're not supposed to swallow it.
We're hilarious.
We went too far. That's
funny. Yep. Okay, well then.
Thank you for that, Daryl.
Daryl's music wow. Wow. Yeah. My wow is animal related.
Nope.
I'm just going to talk a little bit about the fact that I volunteered at the puppy rescue again on Sunday. It was really fun. I don't have a whole lot to say, except I wanted to tell Shelly something that I hadn't told her. Sweets, the one-eyed dog, got adopted.
Yes!
Yeah, so it was with us at the rescue for quite some time. I'm thinking maybe 3 months or so. She was a little bit bigger. She had glaucoma in one of her eyes, so it had to be removed. And the sweetest family came. It was just a man and wife. They had a dog named Yoda. They came. They were going to adopt Emmy, which was the little border terrier that I was in love with.
So cute.
And the husband said, you know what? This dog is going to get adopted for sure. let's take the one that nobody's been
wanting. Isn't that great? Yeah, the one that just everybody's kind of turning their head to.
Yeah. And great. Stuff. So, and the wife was like, you know what? You're right.
I'm so happy.
I know. It was amazing. They were, I mean, it was the perfect family for them, for her, for, she was.
All around, yeah.
Yes, they were perfect for each other. Sweets, and they brought Yoda down, and Yoda got along with Sweets.
Oh.
And they're very active family, and they said that they go cross country skiing, and they tie the dogs onto their belts.
Oh.
And have them run along with them.
Oh my God, my face would be so bloody if I was with those guys. Like, I'm not keeping up.
Don't tie Shelly to your
poor
belt.
Sweets is going, you got me into what?
Yeah. No, she's very active. She was.
No, that's cute. Yeah,
it was really neat, and I'm so happy. So I'm still loving this whole thing, and really, really happy with the whole puppy. So if you guys are looking for a puppy, or you want to foster, not even adopt, but just foster, let us know where you know somebody who would like to do that, because we need a bunch of fosters. The if you saw my Facebook post, Emmy was a litter of five. Little tiny border terriers that were on the euthanasia list, and they went all the way down and got them right before they were euthanized, and it was five little puppies.
Oh.
So, and they're all living with the lady who runs the thing, because she doesn't have enough fosters. Yeah. So
you guys are all angels. So who is still, would you say, let's say if there were 10 dogs, how many went home and how many stayed?
So we only adopted out Sweets.
Oh.
That was the only one that got adopted
the
this time.
The one-eyed dog. All yeah. right, Winky McGee.
Right? Yeah.
I love it.
So she was the only one. There was some other interests. There was a little dachshund
uh-huh.
named Elmer.
I saw that.
Yeah, and there was somebody who had filled out an application online but then didn't show up.
Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
You hope they're okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course,
so
yeah.
Who knows? Sometimes people will come a couple times or whatever and stuff. I also had somebody on Facebook who's a friend of mine who was really interested, but she couldn't get there, so she was really interested in Leah.
Oh yeah, she was cute.
Oh, that was a cute dog. Yeah,
she was a dachshund Jack Russell mix, and she was gonna follow up. So, you know, even if they don't all
you're planting seeds.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And there wasn't a dog in the bunch, so to speak. I mean, they were all really cute.
Puppies.
Yeah. Well, oh, I mean, they were all precious. You know, like not yes. like a
No, was there like was a, the one. One named Piper was the mom to the two other ones.
Oh.
And also adopted a little chihuahua that didn't have a mom, so she was nursing her and everything, and it wasn't even her dog, but she had adopted her, so that was kind of a really cute thing.
I am so glad this is bringing some joy to your life.
Yeah,
that's very, very cool.
Yeah.
Thank you for
and
doing that,
and my friend
that,
Terry
Lisa.
Went with me, which was also very cool, so
heck
it was
yeah.
nice to have Terry and my friend and fellow podcast listener Carol that we talked about earlier
yes.
was with me too, so she's the one who got me involved, which is amazing. So,
heck yeah, thank you ladies.
Yeah. That is our show. Just really fast, we wanted to say, we told you what.
Junior.
Good God.
Have you, here's a correction thing that I'll get you off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
So last week I was talking about people doing Vicodin, and I said, isn't that trucker speed?
Yeah.
That's Vivarin.
Yeah, Vivarin.
Are you on Vivarin?
Vicodin knocks, kind of chills you out. I'm like, what? Yeah.
I wouldn't have known one way or the other.
Well, were you because Mike Majors will call me out if I don't call myself.
Right.
Well, I'm surprised he hasn't called me about the cyclic jets.
Yeah.
So you were going to talk about the Westward.
She was going to talk about the Westward.
Westward. We did not win any of the categories. There was no podcasting category this year, and I think that's why we tried to get into the free entertainment category.
Yep.
And we were
bamboozled.
Well, we were kind of edged out a little bit by this little tiny venue that they have in Colorado that hardly anybody knows about. It's just a freaking rock. Called the Red Rock.
Oh, we're red. I've heard of it. We're a big deal.
Yeah, I don't know.
Been here for thousands of years.
So have we.
Natural. Yeah. So, we didn't get a trophy this year. We're kind of sad. So, if you know anybody who wants to give us a trophy for anything, let us know.
Yeah.
Most talented trio. Maybe they just need to broaden the category.
Something. So we have a spot on the shelf already for it. We were waiting.
Like to thank everybody who voted every single day. There were so many of you, and it just makes our hearts sing to know that.
I love the fact you get on the page and people be like, voted. Yeah. And I'm like, right on. Thank you so much.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah. And So also, if you want to help us out a little bit, join the Patreon. Me and Shelly did a song and dance with the dogs this time. So there's all kinds of fun extra
content. Yes, content, outtakes. Yes, yeah. Comic gold. And that didn't all. Make the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, working with you guys is a treat and a delight. We love being here. We love reading all the interactions. If you guys would please join the Good Witch, Bad Witch podcast Facebook group, there's always funny stuff on there, and you can get visuals of what we're talking about.
Like my bruise.
Exactly. It's really gruesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check that. So check out our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
You know, we always have our tech witch. He throws up some funny little tidbits. Tidbits up there. Yeah.
Yep. Her plasma looks chocolate.
Yeah.
Anyway, we really appreciate you guys. This was another fun show. Thank you, Daryl, for your great ideas. Lisa, for being so organized. Linus and Fiona, for being adorable. The Tech Witch, for being so technical. And to me, for not falling asleep during the show.
Yeah.
Good.
Hey, stay witchy, my friends.
Stay witchy.
Oh, no. Must be the season.